Random House Audio presents 6 months in 1945. FDR, Stalin, Churchill, and Truman. From World War to Cold War. By Michael Dobbs. Read for you by Bob Walter. Few historical turning points are as rich in drama as the 6 months between February and August 1945, a period bookended by the Big Three conference in Yalta and the bombing of Hiroshima. America and Russia emerged as the two most powerful nations in the world. Nazi Germany and Imperial Japan were vanquished. The British Empire teetered on the verge of economic collapse. A president died. A Führer committed suicide. A prime minister who had rallied his people through the darkest days of their history was defeated in a free election. Coups and revolutions became commonplace. Millions of people were buried in unmarked graves. Ancient cities were reduced to piles of ruins. A red czar redrew the map of Europe, erecting a metaphorical iron curtain between East and West. Meeting in the capital of the defeated Third Reich, the victors squabbled over the spoils of victory. The end of World War II led inexorably to the start of the Cold War. The 6 months from Yalta to Hiroshima form a hinge between two very different wars and two very different worlds. They connect the age of artillery with the age of the atomic bomb, the death throes of empire with the birth pangs of superpowers. They also mark the fateful encounter in the heart of Europe between the armies of two great nations, ostensibly allied but guided by opposite ideological principles. More than a century earlier, Alexis de Tocqueville had predicted that Americans and Russians would sweep all other nations aside. The principal instrument of the